Harikatha is hardly to be found. An enslaved jiva, conditioned soul, cannot speak Harikatha. The difficulty is this. Our Param Guruji used to say, Nityalila Purushottam Vishnumad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. The main difficulty in this world is there is famine of Harikatha. Very difficult. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has expressed this in one hymn written by him. What is the qualification? Siddha dihadiya vrindavana maje shevam vrita karadan. Piyaya prem matta kari more shuna nija guna gan. What is the meaning? He is submitting his prayer to Radha Krishna. Kindly please give me the realized soul. Krishna in the transcendental realm, his name, form, attributes, space times, everything transcendental. How a person in this mundane realm with mundane false egos can speak about Krishna? Is it possible? He has got no contact with Supreme God. There are many multi-storied buildings here. One illustration I am giving. And the master of, owner of the building, he is residing in the 20th floor. And if the servant is on the ground floor, can he serve his master by remaining in the ground floor? Is it possible? He must climb up or must reach that 20th floor by lift. And there are many flats. He must go to the particular flat. And in every flat there are many rooms where his master is, he should go to the particular room. And he is lying on the bedstead. He should reach there. Then he can serve his master. By remaining in the ground floor, he cannot serve. So Supreme Lord is transcendental supreme person. He has got no material aspect. Completely spiritual. Purely and completely spiritual. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Kindly, you can do everything. You are almighty. You are omnipotent. Whatever you like, you can give. Nobody can get your service by his own capacity or effort. So I am submitting my prayer to you. Give me Siddha Deha, realized transcendental power. By giving that, you give me the ambrosia of your service. What does it mean? With this material body, we cannot serve you. And he can give it. Whom he will give, he knows. Even we have heard from our Gurudev, I had no opportunity to see Param Gurudev. Our Param Gurudev, when he was at Chaitanya Math, at that time, one qualified person had, but remember his name, he took sannyas from, Tridanda sannyas from, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He was double MA. Now, he did not know the devotional philosophy, Bhagavad Dharma. But he was hearing from the personal associates of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur himself, Goswami Maharaj, Ban Goswami Maharaj, all Maharaj, Siddhardev Goswami Maharaj. At that time, Puri Goswami Purnavananda Brahmachari. Our Gurudev also, Hayagiri Brahmachari, Madhavashri Maharaj. They were speaking. He was hearing. Then he had the desire to learn pure devotion Bhagavad Dharma. And when he approached somebody, they say they are engaged. They cannot give, particularly to any person, time. If Guru Maharaj permits, then we shall have to give time. Then he approached Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. I have joined your institution, but I do not know your philosophy. Devotional, conclusive thoughts, I have no knowledge. I cannot request you, you are always busy. But there are so many stalwart figures, your own personal associates. They also not. They are also not eager, or they have expressed their inability to help me without your permission. So, kindly please order somebody to teach me Bhagavad Dharma. Then Prabhupada said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. You exactly you want to know Bhagavad Dharma? Yes. Then you go to Ramdas Prabhu. There is one Ramdas Prabhu, disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was given the service of looking after cows and also growing vegetables in the garden. That person was astonished He is a servant of the Lord. Why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami asked me to go there? I have never seen him delivering speeches in the meetings. There are so many stalwart figures. He did not send me to those stalwart figures. They were delivering speeches. And he has ordered me to go there. He is a servant. He does not know anything. What is the matter? It's fact. Because of the order of Gurudev, he had to go. He went to that place, Ramdas Prabhu. He was working in the garden, growing vegetables, and always he was doing harina. When he went there and made obeisances, why you are making obeisances to me? I am a very negligible person here. I have got no qualification. You are qualified. No, I had been to our most revered Gurudev. I prayed to him that I want to know Bhagavad Dharma, Bhakti Dharma, and prayed him to order some of his stalwart figures, those who are delivering speeches, speaking Harikatha, so that if he orders, then he will have time to teach me for that reason. But he has ordered me to come to you. So I have come to learn Bhagavad Dharma from you. He was astonished. I do not know Sanskrit. I have got no knowledge, no scriptural knowledge. Nothing. You are saying I am serving the cows and also here growing vegetables in the garden. I have got no knowledge. I am an ignorant person. Go to me, those who are delivering speech. They can help you. Why you have come? Yes, I also thought like that. But I am to carry out the order of the Gurudev for that reason I have come to him. All right. After making obeisance, he returned. Again, after some days, he approached his Gurudev or Param Gurudev Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. It is my desire to know Bhagavad Dharma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of divine love. I want to know it. Kindly please order somebody who will help me. I have already ordered you to go to Ramdas Prabhu. Yes, I had been to him. He said, you have no knowledge. He is only working in the garden, a negligible person. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami was a bit annoyed by hearing. He is eligible to teach you Bhagavad Gita. You go there, he will teach you. Then he sputtered, he again went there and made obeisances. Guru Maharaj had become angry for not coming to you. Kindly please advise me. Then he said, I cannot speak any Sanskrit words, Sanskrit verse. But you see, when Gurudev is sending you to me, I am not capable of speaking Harikatha, but to obey his order. Gurudev engaged me in the service of tending the cows, looking after the cows, as much as my effort, I am doing this. The cows, they are very dear to Krishna. If anybody serves the cows, all the demigods will exist in cow. Then Krishna will be satisfied, and cow's milk will be offered to Krishna. To Krishna, Radha Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gurudev. Then I have got the opportunity to serve Vaishnavas, Gurudev and Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. This is not, these cows are not of these domestic cows of the house owners. These cows belong to this mart. The milk will be offered to Supreme Lord and his personal associates. You see, my body also belongs to Supreme Lord. I am of Supreme Lord. This body is not mine. It belongs to Supreme Lord. He is the owner of this body. Owner of the subtle body. Owner of the real self, everything. My real self, my subtle body, my gross body, everything belongs to him. Here, I am growing vegetables in the garden. That garden also belongs to Supreme Lord. Whatever is grown here will be offered to Supreme Lord. You have to give your objects of the sense organs and all sense organs for the service of Supreme Lord. You have already heard what is devotion. I cannot say the verse. You should not have any material ego. All material ego you have to give up. Sarvapadi vinir muktam tatparatra nirmalam hishikana hishavutum bhakti ruchyate. He did not mention this sloka. But it is in the scripture, is there. As long as we shall have material ego, we cannot serve Krishna. With material ego, there will be material desires. If I belong to this world, to Bengal, to India, to Asia, to this world, whole world is devoid of goodness. Avrinchata mangalam is not good. If I become a Brahmanda, then also I become devoid of goodness. I have got no goodness. How I can serve Krishna? Without becoming him, of him, you cannot serve. That we have to understand. This garden is not the garden of a house. They are growing food for their own interest. Here it is grown for the service of Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari. You have to engage your sense organs and objects of sense for the service of Sri Krishna and his personal assets. Then you will have love for them with the relation I have of him. This you can get by serving the devotees, those who have got such knowledge in them. In this way, he was explaining. Then he was thunderstruck. I thought this person to be a servant. He is not mentioning any verses of the scripture, but he is speaking the truth. And he was getting instructions from him. You see, other persons are saying, this person is a servant of this institution. It has got no value. But Supreme Lord and his personal associate, they know who is sincere soul. I have also seen another person there in Hyderabad Mutt. When I every year I used to go there. Now I could not go because of the program in outside India. I saw one devotee. He was always calm and serene. Whatever the Vaishnavas are asking to do, he was doing. No demand, nothing. Calm and serene. If there is no room, he is lying on the veranda of the temple, outside. The Parikrama road. He is not complaining to anybody. And he is not speaking anything against anybody. Whatever he is given, is calm and he has come, he is doing service silently, and silently he has given up his body. And he has got the grace of Krishna, nobody knows. We think, I am delivering speeches, I have got so many disciples, I have got the grace. And who has got the grace? He is known to Supreme Lord. That person must have got actual grace of Supreme Lord. He silently, he remains, serves, and silently he has gone. Like that. Other people, they could not understand. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, remaining in the house, remaining in his own cottage, he could understand this person is simple-hearted and is sincere. So, is actually is serving, always doing Harinam, always. In the mouth, always doing Harinam. And whatever service is given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, you are sincerely doing, wholeheartedly. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur saw it. Oh, this is the actual Vaishnava. So, you want bhakti, so you have to go to a Vaishnava, actual Vaishnava. We have heard from our Guru Bhargava, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Supreme Lord and his absolute counterpart, they are omniscient. Nobody can deceive them. They can know. Once, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur in Bhakti Vijay Bhavan, so many persons came and made obeisances. And one person joined the institution 2 years back. And whatever Vaishnavas are ordering, he was doing. He was standing before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami is complaining to others. This person is very much talking. Nobody is seeing. But he was not talking. You are astonished. What is this? He is very much talking. Then you are astonished. What is this? He came from, he had wife, children, everything. By giving up, he joined the institution. But to teach a lesson to the wife, he is doing something altercation for that reason, I shall give up this house and I shall go to mart. He went to the mart. But so that wife will come and entreat him by entreating, by requesting, will take him back. For that reason, to teach a lesson to his wife, he had joined the institution. And his wife did not go. Let him remain in the mart. I shall not go. 1 year passed. Inwardly he was thinking, when I shall go. Outwardly his body is there. Inwardly he thinks. And he indirectly informed the wife that I am here in Gauriya Mata Chaitanya Mata. Getting the information, yet she was not going. He remained there. I shall not go. Already he was thinking about going, when he shall go. I shall go to my house, I shall meet the wife and children. But outside his body is there. So Prabhupada is saying, he is always talking something, worldly things, talking. But he was not talking. Inwardly he was talking. They are omniscient, they know. And afterwards, he himself went back to his house. His wife did not come. Like this. He wanted to teach a good lesson, he got the lesson himself. Like this. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur is omniscient and not ordinary sadhu. He knows everything. Nobody can deceive him. For that reason, he instructed that double MA. You have got the desire to learn Bhagavad Dharma, to deliver speech, and to get name and fame from the conditioned souls of the world. This should not be the purpose. You have come for worshipping Krishna. Target should be correct. Not for this. For that reason, knowing fully well, he sent him to that sevakan, sincere soul, who go there and get his grace, then you will have Bhagavad Dharma. One who is actually doing bhakti, you will get bhakti from him. But that is, here also, you see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Siddha Deodhya Vrindavana Maje Shema Mrita Karo Daan. I cannot serve. You please give me transcendental, realized form. You are transcendental. If you get realized form, then I can come near you and serve you. And in Vrindavan Dham, transcendental spiritual, you reside always there. Siddha Diya Vrindavana Sevamdira Karadhan. Piyaya Prem, you drink me, you give me your Prem, actual love for you, pure love. And you sing your glories through my mouth and you hear. I cannot speak your glories. Piyaya prem matta gori more, suno nijo guna gaan. You are speaking or you are hearing. Then that will be harikatha. It is not so easy. When Dhruva wanted to say prayers to Narayan, he had got no academic qualification. But he had got the desire. After seeing Narayan, he wanted to speak something. How he will speak? Then Narayan, he has got conch shell. With the conch shell in the hand, that conch shell was tossed in his cheek. And that was all the qualities of Narayan manifested in his tongue. And he was speaking. Not he was speaking, Narayan was speaking through him. And Rishi Munis and all the scholars of this, they couldn't understand. They couldn't understand his prayer, his Sanskrit slok verses. But he has got no knowledge, the academic knowledge. It is to be revealed, through revelation it comes, through manifestation. One who has taken absolute shelter to Guru, Vaishnava, there transcendental sound will descend. Shemunmukhi jivado swayamoshvartada. Atas Sri Krishna Navadena bhavet grajyam indrei. By this material tongue we cannot speak the glory of Supreme Lord. By this material ears we cannot see, we cannot hear. When those sense organs will be inclined to serve Him, by their grace, the glories will be revealed in me through revelation, not through by studying. There are many pandits. Pandits would have been devotees, pandits. I have heard from our Guru Maharaj that in Dhaka University, our many sannyasis, they used to hold a class 7 days out of 7 days, 6 days, whole class, and all the students they are hearing. Some big pandits they also come. These Gauriyamat sannyasis, they have got no knowledge of Sanskrit. They cannot utter Sanskrit. Pronunciation is not correct. They cannot explain. We engage ours, then we can speak. Right? Then they engage 6 days, 3 days, sannyasis of Dhaka Gauriyamat, and 3 days, all these well versed in Sanskrit and in scriptures, they are speaking. But when these pandits, they were speaking, students did not like this. Right? What is this? They are not, actually they are not practicing anything. They are speaking verses, Sanskrit. Oh, we are getting this in our university. We do not want to, they complain to the vice chancellor, that why you have engaged? We are hearing here. We are not here. We want to hear from the sadhus, those who are actually worshipping Krishna. Whatever they say, that is our good. We do not like. If I have life in it. But here there is no life. They are speaking only verses. So we do not want to hear. Do not want to hear. Students, they complain. I know you know we have Ong Bong Chong, all we have heard. Do not want to hear this. Then again, they are replaced by the sannyasis. There is no life in it because they are not worshipping Krishna. Only by saying Sanskrit verses and explaining, there is a learned person can keep. But a true devotee can speak about Supreme Lord. That is separate, different. When Aranda Maharaj was speaking in Maiman Singh College, the principal and professors, they were astonished to hear him. And he must be a double MA. But he could not write his own name. He's got no academic knowledge. even his signature by hearing his, they are astounded. It is not by this academic qualification one can speak. He has got devotion to his Gurudev. He has submitted himself to Gurudev. And by Gurudev's grace, that is descended. That words are different, forceful words, which nobody can get it by academic education. It is different. So Harikatha is not so easy. It is very difficult. There is famine of Harikatha. And our yesterday I started Prahlad Maharaj. But how can I complete it? It is very difficult. At least 15 days. It recurs. It is very difficult. In that, you have heard that when Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu took him up in his lap when he first came from Guru Griha, from the abode of Guru. Gadashuriyat putra vangavar vando papracha kathadavasya mandate sadhidat bhavar. With grace, affection and adoration, Hiranyakashipu took the child on his lap and sat on the throne and very much glad to see the son. He put this question. Question means, did not special, any special question. Whatever you have learnt in your Guru Griha, whatever you have remembered, anything good, then. Small boy, if I put any special question, he will not be able to answer, then he will be disheartened. So, Ekada Surat Patya Vankaramba Pandava Ka Papacha Kathadangasya Mandate Sadhu. Whatever you think sadhu, consider sadhu, tell me. Sadhu means according to Hiranyakashipu, whatever you think good, that is it. But all the court members were hearing, for that reason, they have got great respect for Prahlad Maharaj. He is an ordinary man. They are very attentively they are hearing what Prahlad Maharaj will reply. Prahlad Maharaj thought, if I give the answer as per desire of my father, that will be not sadhu. Sandavarka, family guru, they instructed me about politics, about dharma artha kam, non-eternal benefits of this world. Yet the actual sadhu, which is the actual sadhu I shall speak, then they will misunderstand these court members. Sadhu manne suravarja deina sada samudvigna dhyama sadgurhat hitva atma vadan griha mandakuvam vanangata jo harima asret. I consider it to be sadhu. He is addressing his father as chief of the demons. Oh, chief of the demons, I consider this to be sadhu. Those who have got this body, bodied person, the soul have accepted this body, that is my bodied soul, Dehodari Jeev, Dehi is the soul, is the proprietor. All the conditioned souls of the world, those who have taken this body, inside the real self is the soul, but in this bondage, they are in this bondage. For them I think it to be sadhu, whose mind is always worried because of acceptance of this non-eternal body and acceptance of other non-eternal relations to this body, whose mind is always restless and worried and anxiety. For them, I think it to be the sadhu. He is to give up that house where there is no adoration of the sadhus. Illustration has been given with sealed well. In the well where there is no drinking water, nobody goes there. If any beast falls down in that well, or any human being, there is no possibility of his survival. He will die. Nobody is going. But in a sweet water, drinking water, so many persons are going to getting drinking water. If animal or beast or any human being falls down, they can try to rescue that. So here there is no adoration of sadhus. That is like a sealed well. Those conditioned souls, they are in the pit. They are enjoying this world. Nobody knows their eternal benefit. Who will speak to them? They think we are all enslaved jivas. We have got this body, bodily interest, mind interest, mental development, intellectual, all these things. They are engrossed. They will help in this way. No conditioned souls will be rescued. For that reason, such family is cause of bondage. You have to give up this. Where sadhus are not going, where sadhus are going, then you can stay there. Where sadhus are not going, then who will teach them? All are in ignorance. So they will be in the well or the pit of the worldly bars, days and threefold afflictions. There is no possibility of being rescued from that. For that reason, he is to give up such family where there is no possibility of getting sadhu sangha, getting the knowledge of eternal welfare. Why I have got this human birth? This precious human is only meant for Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, for His service. If such person is not there, you have to give up that. By giving up that, you have to go to forest. Forest means Banantu Sattika Vaso. In the forest, jackals, robbers, they also go. They also go. And all these heinous crimes they are doing in the forest. By going externally forest, that is not the purpose. Forest men with austerity, with penance, you may have all kinds of enjoyments. If you remain in the house, that is also vanavas. But if you outside remain in the jungle, in the forest, and you are eating all these things which are prohibited, rajasic, then your mind will become rajagun. And if you're tamasic, then tamagun. Now how you can worship Krishna? For that reason, those who are rajasic, they are bhogis, enjoyers. They cannot perform bhajan. And those who are tamasic, they are more degraded. They are doing gambling, etc. But by remaining in the house, you can help your actual bonavash will be there when you have got abnegation, apathy, indifference to worldly enjoyments. Apart from penance, whatever is, and sadhus, shuddha bhaktas, they do not even take those things which cannot be offered to Krishna. For that reason, here it is said, that sadhu manne shurabhat jadina, sadhasamud bhigdiyam asadgura, hitvātmavatam grihamandakupam, banangata jahari mahasraya. And what is most important, you have to take shelter, complete shelter to Hari. Hari is the complete reality, Supreme Lord. One who has not taken shelter to Hari is not sadhu. Sadhu is original quality of sadhu. Mai ananda bhavira bhaktin kubbanti jiti Ram. In Kapil Muni has spoken this to the Mara devotee. One remains for Sat, that which is eternally existing. If you have attachment to Asat, non-eternal things, then Asadhu. Asadhu means who are communicating with the non-eternal things of this world, non-eternal relations of this world, and non-eternal things, they are called Asadhu. They want non-eternal benefits. Sadhu Hari Om Tat Sat. Actually existing religion is transcendental. And transcendental religion is Sat. Because this body is Asat, non-eternal. All the sense organs are non-eternal. Whatever these sense organs you have perceptions and conceptions, whatever it is, that is also non-eternal. You are getting it through these non-eternal sense organs. So you are in contact with non-eternal sense organs. When the sense organs will be engaged for the service of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, through his personal associate or the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, through Guru and Vaishnava, then they can engage you for the service. As long as sadhu sangha is not there, then you cannot enter into the transcendental realm. It has been taught in Raya Ramananda. We have discussed it there in Mantho, Mantho Raya Ramananda Prasanga in France, and they wanted to hear about this. The very gradual development of theism. There, as long as Raya Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking and Raya Ramananda is speaking. You should say, Parasok Sadhyana, what is the actual necessity of the human being with scriptural evidence. And he started from Varnasram Dharma, Karmatman, Karmatyag, Jnanamishra Bhakti, external everything. When he says, Jnanasunna Bhakti, Jnana prayasam udapashya navante eva jivante sanvakaritam bhavadiya bhartam sthari sa sujukatam tanumam manavi je prayasa jitashukasi taitreka. By my own efforts, by my own penance, I can get God. No. There is no equal to him or more than him. He is asamartha. No equal more than him. Without his grace, nobody can know him. By our efforts, by our penance, you can get. No. You have got no knowledge of God. Bahunam janmananta jnanavan man prabuddhati Gita, it is said. Those jnanis, after many births, they could understand that without the grace of Supreme Lord, you cannot get. Then they submit to the Supreme Lord. Here it is said, that submission of Sharanagati of Gita will not be sufficient.
That is not also. He has given this evidence from Gita, Sarva Dhamman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. Ahamkar Svabhave Mokkeshe Mahasaj. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is external. Why he is confessing? This is the foremost, most secret of the all secrets in Gita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it is external. Have you gone through Rayaramanda? Why? Because here, Krishna, he has to give guarantee. Why he should give guarantee? He would take shelter to me, then to Arjuna, playing the pastimes of a sadhaka, one who is searching for getting the eternal welfare, he is playing the pastimes of that. He has got this doubt in it. If I take shelter of the Supreme Lord, then if I do not do my duties to my relations, to other human beings, then I shall be indebted. I am not doing my duty. He has got some sort of doubt. So Krishna has to give him this promise. I shall rescue you from the all sins. Why you are thinking? This is guaranteed Saranagati. This is not actual Saranagati. Why the Supreme Lord has to give this guarantee? You are from him. You are in him. You are by him. Everybody is one. By serving him, you can serve your, you can do benefit to yourself. You can do benefit to all. You have got no belief in this. Belief in God. Without serving, you cannot do any benefit to all. You have got doubt in it. So Supreme Lord has to give guarantee for this. Is guaranteed Saranagati. And that there is no mention of sadhus here. Without submitting to a sadhu, there cannot be any Saranagati. Who will teach our Saranagati? By only memorizing. Sixfold Saranagati we have memorized. Dhanna Atmanivedan Goptritya Varan Avasarakya Vekishna Vishyasa Palan Bhakti Anukul Matra Kajjara Shikar Bhakti Pratikul Bhav Bhajjanam Liga. We got them by heart. But actually no feeling. For that reason, Bhakti Muntshavir ultimately said, Rupa Sanatana Bhaji Dante Trinakari Bhakati Vinakare Rupa Dadani. Kadiya Kadiya Bale Amita Adham Shikai Saranaguti Kare. A surrender soul can teach us. There is the actual submission of the real self is transcendental quality. The transcendental quality can be manifested by that devotee who has gone. His real self should be transcendental quality, should be manifested in him. A manifested soul, an awakened soul, can awaken others. He has got no submission, how he can give that to us. For that reason, that will be imparted, infused. So ultimately, why he had prayed to Rupa Sanatana? That by taking straw or grass in the teeth, with humility, kindly teach me Saranagati. By memorizing, we cannot get. We have to feel it. The eternal nature of the real self will be manifested by the connection, by the relation of a realized Shuddha Sadhu. You have to hear from them. Jnane prayasam udabhattva namanteva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadevart. You have to hear harikatha pame Shuddha Bhakta. That words of the Shuddha Bhakta will go enter into your heart. And that will regulate you. By regulating you, that will make you surrender to Supreme Lord and give you the quality to serve the Supreme Lord, then that will be the actual Saranagati. Jnane prayasam udabhasya. By my own capacity I shall know. You have to throw it to a great distance. Throw it. Nobody can know it. Udabhasya. Namanta. You have to submit. Sincerely submit. jivanti shanmukharitam bhavadiva. By hearing from a sadhu, actual sadhu, one-pointed devotion who has got, actual sadhu, you have to hear from him. With attentively hear means saranagati. If you don't hear from a sadhu, hear from a guru, how you can sing the glories? You have got no knowledge. It will come through preceptual channel. It will be those glories of Supreme Lord descend to complete the surrendered soul. Through preceptual channel it will descend. By your own capacity you cannot speak. It will be revealed in your heart. Revelation. For that reason, here it is said, Gyane Priyasodhubhat Namanteva Jivanti Sangmakaripitan Bhavadevartam. Sthane Sthita, where you can get such company of Shuddha Bhakta, you have to remain there. You have to get association of Shuddha Bhakta, company of Shuddha Bhakta. You have to serve Shuddha Bhakta. Then Shuddha Bhakta, out of grace, he will awaken your real self. You will get Sharanagati. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, cannot be conquered by anybody, but he is conquered by this sadhu, who has taken submission to a Shuddha Bhakta and serving Chaitanya Mahadev. Yes. From here, my teaching starts. Before that, all external. Even the highest commandment there in Gita, it is external. Because how did they prove whether he is Sarnagata or not? Many people, they go through Gita. How many persons you get? They are taking shelter to Shuddha Bhakta, Sadguru. There are numerous commentaries you will find. They are giving their own views. They are not accepting. They are trying to get some verses as a proof of their own views. They do not want to get the teaching from Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is the original guru. That would be important. For that reason, here also, Hari, this is the main point. You have to take shelter to Hari, Supreme Lord, who is the cause of all causes. Hari Vasada Aradya Sarva Devishra Shaitara Bhagmalya Navagya Kadaja. You will find Yudhishthira Maharaj also speaking, Narada Goswami also speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj in 7th canto. Dharma Bulangish is Bhagavan Sarva Vedamaya Hari. Dharma Bulangish Bhagavan Sarva Vedamaya Hari. Not even Vedas. Vedas has come from the exhalation of Hari. Vedas are Bhagavan Vedanta Krit Vedavideva Chaham. In Gita it is said. Vedas coming from Supreme Lord Hari. Dharma mulaki sarva veda maya hari. Smijanti tad vidan rajan kena atma prasiddhati. By that, one who has got satisfaction, satisfy Paramatma. Satisfy yourself. When Paramatma is satisfied, then you will get satisfaction. Smriti Shastra also. The cause of Smriti Shastra is also hari. And the Vedas, Hari. You have to satisfy Hari. Without satisfying Hari, you cannot get anything. He is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord Vishnu Bhagavan. When he has said this, then our Hiranyakashipu was surprised. Vishnu. To worship Vishnu, those who worship Vishnu is sadhu. My son is speaking like this. Vishnu killed my brother, Hiranyaka, by taking the form of boar when he was lifting the world from the water. At that time, Hiranyaka was seeking how, to whom I should fight. There is no equal. And he put obstacle. Then Bore Bhagavan, with great difficulty, killed Hiranyaka. Then Hiranyakashipu was enraged. Vishnu killed by, if I get Vishnu, I shall kill Vishnu. I've sought Vishnu. In the heaven, in this world, nether world, I did not see. Vishnu is covered. He has got no courage to come before me. He resides into the heart of all the living beings in the world, out of fear. He has got no capacity to come before me. By the process of ascension, he is trying to see Vishnu, how he can see. He did not see. Then he thought, this small boy, young boy, he has got no knowledge. Perhaps he has got some sort of association with Vaishnava. From Vaishnava he has heard, Vishnu Bhakti is the best Vishnu, is sadhu. So he is speaking. Then he has given order. No Vaishnava should come to my palace. This is my standing order. And spoil my child. They are empty. Devotional to Vishnu. All the Asuras. This is my order. Why my son is speaking this? The Vishnu Bhakti. He is only sadhu. Being my son, then that was reported to Chandavarko, they are afraid. Why? We are not taught Vishnu Bhakti. And he has got teaching with us, from us. And emperor will have some doubt, perhaps we have got. Then our old service, everything will be gone. How we can maintain our family is a very bad thing. Then Chandamarka thought, some Vaishnavas might have dealt. Somehow, by hook or crook, we shall try to know the person who has spoiled this Prahlad Maharaj by giving this knowledge, Vishnu Bhakti. When Prahlad came, the abode of Gurudev, Gurudev blessed. We bless you. You are the jewel of the all the demon boys. You are the jewel. You are the jewel. You are the only the dignity of the Asuras family. But you should speak. You should speak truth to us. Don't tell lie. We are Guru. We have not taught you Vishnu Bhakti. Perhaps some Vaishnavas, they have taught you that the Vishnu Bhakti is the highest Vishnu Bhakti. Those who do worship Vishnu, they are sadhus. Perhaps tell, speak their names, who have done this. The intention is that they will catch hold of them and take them to Emperor Hiranyakashipu. These are the persons, they are culprits, we are not. Then we shall be relieved from this danger of being ousted as teacher, family teacher. There is danger. But Prahlad Maharaj could understand. Prahlad Maharaj is not an ordinary person. Oh, the intention. This Chandavarka, they want to take some persons to my father to punish them. Then Prahlad Maharaj made obeisance to Supreme Lord by uttering this name. Parashashchati Asatavagra Pumshan Jan Maya Krita Vimudhishan Tasmaisi Bhagavati Namaha. I heard that those persons who are enveloped by the universal energy of Supreme Lord, they have got this sort of dissension, discriminating vision of friend and foe, and miam and tuam, all this, mine and thine, all this. These are my relations, and these are not my relations. They see like that. These are my dear ones, these are not dear ones. This sort of discriminating dissension, bheda darshan, we get when we become enveloped by the universal energy. I heard it, now I am seeing. The shandavarko. What is that mentality? They want to catch hold of some persons, to take them to Supreme Lord and to Hiranyakashipu, to punish them. I bow down, I make obeisance to the Supreme Lord, by whose universal energy the living beings in this world are enveloped, and they have got this sort of vision of miam and tuam. This is mine, this is thine. Then he said, as magnet attracts the iron, and irons are attracted by the magnet, I have been attracted by the lotus feet of the Vishnu. Vishnu, that means Vishnu, Supreme Lord, has made me speak about this Vishnu Bhakti. Vishnu has distorted my mind. He has done this. And where Sanvarku will get Vishnu? Vishnu? He is not naming any person. And if any person, then we could have controlled it. Vishnu, Supreme Lord. Where is in Supreme Lord? Then according to their desire, they have not got the reply, they are enraged. Immediately. Aniyatara mone betra, asmasma jashkaru. Get me again. I shall beat this child. This disgrace our, this demon family, this person, this Prahlad is disgrace. He is black sheep of our family. What is it? Black sheep. He is disgrace of the family. Like this. Get me here. Cane here. Then one cane was brought to him. And with that cane, that he is the son of the emperor, actually there is fear of beating the child with the cane, but showing the child, small child is there with calm and serene, and strike on the table to frighten the child. Prahlad was calm and serene, did not see anything against him. After doing some time, thought, the boy is good, but we have to try to teach again. Let us try to teach again. Let us try. He is not arrogant by striking and speaking harsh words. And we should have to take the last way of the politics. In the politics, to govern the people, the last way is punishment. Sham, dan, ved, danda. Sham, when the people, they go to the government for some demand, then government try to pacify them with words. By pacification when it is not possible, they give something. Acha, they want so much. But in that they are not satisfied, then they divide and rule. They make division among the people. And by division, making division, they are ruling. When that is not possible, ultimately punishment. Now, ultimate, the method of punishment I should take. Get me again. And all harsh words they use when they. But, Prahlad, everything cannot be one-sided. Prahlad is not speaking any harsh words, nothing. How long they will speak? The Sandavar speaking, then completely, ultimately become silent there also. Let us see this boy, we shall try again. Then they are teaching again, Prahlad. And Prahlad was hearing whatever they are putting question, giving good replies, all, you know, by different ways they examine Prahlad. Ah, now it is very good. Now there is no fear. Prahlad is Nayako Bid Nitigga. He is well versed in science, but then he did not insult his Gurudev. Whatever they are. And this time Shanda, now I shall go with him. What he wants to say. Then. And he took the child and went there. First met mother. Mother also embraced the child and all bathing it, etc., and dressing everything. After dressing, he was ordered to go to the court where Hiranyakashipu was sitting. There also he made prostrate obeisances, and Hiranyakashipu descended from the throne and took him with adoration on his lap. And Hiranyakashipu has also some sort of doubt. Perhaps this Sandamarga might have taught this. Where Vaishnavas will come, might have taught. For that reason, Pandadang Uchatang Tata Saditam Kunti Duttama Kalina Devadashman Jata Ajikshat Guru Bhavan. Special question. Oh Prahlad, oh dear Prahlad, Pandadang Uchatang Tapa, that means dear Prahlad. Saditam kinchit uttama. So long you are in Guru Griha. Whatever your Gurudev has given you teachings, from that teachings, from the teachings of the Guru, say something. Something which you have studied well, you have remembered, you give, say something good. From the teachings of the Guru. According to Hiranyakashipu, Guru is Sandamarga. Karana etavata ayashman jajal Guru Bhavan. Whatever you have got teachings from your Gurudev, you should speak from their special question. He wanted to go. Then Prahlad Maharaj thought, oh, this is the intention of my father, that I should speak something what I have learned from Sandavarka family gurus. But that is, they are not actually guru. And all the court members there wanted to hear. They are family guru, they are actual guru. Because actual guru will give that knowledge which is actually guru. They are giving me the knowledge not of Guru Vastu. Guru Vastu, Bhari Vastu, heaviestly supreme law. Devotion to Vishnu that has been given by the Sandamarga. They have given me this Trivarga, Dharmartha Kam, non-eternal benefits, and Rajniti. This is not the teaching of the Guru. Who is Guru? Guru should be Sautriyam Brahmanishta. Shabda Brahma Param Brahmanishnata. In Mandukam, in Bhagavata, you will find. For that, they may be Sautriya, because they have got the mantra from Shukracharya. Shukracharya is Sautriya. And they have got knowledge of the Vedas. Outwardly, they may be Sautriya, but they are not Brahmanishta. They are Vishayanishta. Even in our house, we had our family member, family guru. Family guru used to come to our house. Yearly twice or thrice, only to take pranami, some money, for to maintain their family. When Guru is to come to our house, then we young people, young children, we thought we shall get prasad. And our father and our uncle used to give remuneration, pranami, for getting pranami. And for making disciples, they did not say you have to give up something. You become disciple. Whatever you eat, you eat. You become disciple. When I shall come, then if you earn money, you give. Then by that money, they are maintaining their family. Their target to get money. And our target, father and uncle, by giving something, but our bhajan ends. When Gurudev will come, we shall give something. But our duty is performed. And we shall give our attention for worldly things. In this, this is family guru. Family guru. Now, these are the Sandamarka. Those who are a conditioned souls, the necessity of the conditioned souls, they have taught us. That is not Guru's teaching. And also, this teaching of politics, this is not the teaching of the Guru. Guru's teaching is one who is actually Guru, Brahmanishta, one who has got that realization, who has got actual realization, actual feeling of the Brahma, or Brahma. Practical side, there is only theoretical side, practical side. They are not Brahmanishta. They are Vishayanishta. They want Vishay. But their target is Vishay. So, they are the actual Guru. Actual Guru is Narada Goswami. When I was in Madhasun, he gave me instruction about worshipping Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I have got knowledge of that. And he has imparted that to me. So I shall speak whatever Narada Goswami advised me. That is the actual teaching of Guru. I shall not speak about whatever Sandamarka they said. I shall not speak. Then he said, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakha Atma Nididharam Iti Pungsa Pita Vishnu Bhakti Sivajan Navalakana Kriyata Bhagavati Adhyatan Manya Adhita Muttama. This is the teaching of actual real Guru. We have got love for Krishna, Supreme Lord. What we have to do? First we have to submit ourselves to Vishnu for his satisfaction. This is essential. Without that, there will be no bhakti. There will be karma. By doing karma with material ego, it will be karma. You will get material benefit. But bhakti, adu orpiji paschat kriyata. Sravanang, kirtanang, vishnu, smaranang, padasivanang, archanang, bandhanang, dasram, sakva, atmanidhyanam. Iti pungsarpita vishnu bhakti chanavalak. First, first you have to become of Vishnu and for his satisfaction, not for any ulterior motive. For his satisfaction, when you hear his name, form, attributes, etc., then that will be considered Sravanam. By hearing Parikshit Maharaj, only by hearing could get Krishna. Only by hearing. Sincerely, when you are cursed by Brahmin, after 7 days you will die by snake bite. Then he gave everything to Janmaja, his son, and he came to Sugarthal by the side of the Ganges. And all the Rishi Munis, they came there. And all the kings, they thought something wonderful will happen, because when Parikshit Maharaj was on the mother's womb, Ashwatthama hurled missile, Brahmastra, to kill all the Pandavas, including Parikshit Maharaj. But Krishna rescued me with Sudarshan Chakra covering the womb of my mother. So my name is Vishnu Rata. Vishnu rescued me, protected me. He is an ordinary man. And he saw Vishnu within the womb. And when he was born, he was searching, where is that? My Supreme Lord, where is that? And examining, so his name is Parikshit. But being cursed by a Brahmin, he is waiting there, he has been waiting there too. Sukartal, after 7 days, he will die by the bite of a snake bite. In this, all the Rishi Munis, they came. And they are advising him, you are a king, you give away your money. Then by that giving away, you will get a donation. Some will know, time is short. You have to do sacrifices, oblations. We are writing all these articles that we give. Taken. And other gyanis, no meditation, all these things. Yogis, they are advising. So many sannyasi, so many sadhus are there. They are giving different advices to him to do this. It was puzzled. All are sadhus. If I accept one sadhu, if they not accept, they will be enraged. Then he submitted his prayer to Supreme Lord Krishna. Pandavas are very dear to you. I am born in a Pandavas family. Kindly please show me the path. I am puzzled. All these sadhus, they are speaking different ways. I am puzzled what to do. Then Supreme Lord Sri Krishna sent his own person, Sukadev Goswami. And Sukadev Goswami said his holy principles there. All the Rishi Munis, they stood up and honored him. They saw thousands of sons. There is a great soul. Then Sukadev Goswami saying, he is the foremost of all yogis, foremost of gyanis. When he was mother's womb, he was Brahma Gyani. And foremost among Shuddha Bhakta. All are giving respect to Sukadev Goswami. When Sukadev Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj, you are not to do anything. I have got that everything. I have Brahmananda. I was established in Brahmananda. My mind was attracted by hearing the sweetest signs of name, form, that you have Krishna. My mind is attracted. Brahmananda has become nothing to me. It is like a goshpatulla, the feet of the foot of the guy, foot of the cow, when it is pushed into the mud. There is a cavity is formed there. That cavity is small cavity. And Krishna bhakti is like a ocean, and that is the cavity. Brahmananda is nothing to it. I was established in Brahmananda, but I have been attracted by Krishna. So, you should hear only Krishna katha. And nothing. And no munis, rishis, even Parashuram was there. Agastya Muni, who drank ocean, he was there. Nobody had the courage to speak against him. Shukadeva Goswami was speaking. Bhagavat, glories of Sri Krishna. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing. Without taking food, without taking water, day and night, without sleeping. Can you find anybody now? Sravana bhakti, continuously. I shall die after 7 days. So I do not require any food, require any water, I require any kind of rest. Shukadeva Goswami was very much worried. Oh, Maharaj Parikshit, you take rest. You take rest. Or you drink some water. Otherwise you will not be able to hear. Your body will be weak. You take some food. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, you should not think about me. Naishai dushar khangbang taktu dhubadati. I know it is very difficult to tolerate hunger, to tolerate thirst, I know it. But I have got no feeling. You should not think about me because I have got only 7 days time. Before that I shall not die and after that I shall not remain. So you should not think about me. I do not want to take rest. You go on speaking. Pibantam chatumkhanu chutam harikathamritam. You are giving this nectar, this ambrosia of Harikatha Krishna Katha. You continue. Don't think about me. I have no desire to eat food, to drink water, to take rest. 7 days continuously by hearing, he got the ultimate. And Shukadeva Goswami also, by singing the glories for 7 days, he got the ultimate. Only one devotion, sincerely. Prahlad Maharaj by remembering. It is very difficult within the family of the demons to hear about Krishna, to speak about Krishna, but through remembrance only. And also Lakshmi Devi by serving the lotus feet, and Prithu Maharaj by worshipping the deities. And Krokuru by Bandana, by saying all these hymns to Sri Krishna. And Kavipati Hanuman by serving, and Arjun by friendship relation with Krishna. And Bani Maharaj by Atma Nivedan. And Ambarish Maharaj by performing all these forms. Ambarish Maharaj, Bhonga Sadhan, he has done all this, all kinds of devotional forms. But whatever you do, whether all kinds or one devotional, you should do it sincerely, then we'll get. And in each bhakti, if you have to divine, it will take time. Sravan bhakti, how we can do Sravan bhakti? Our Guru Master is to explain this, Sravan bhakti. You have to be careful about this Sravan bhakti. Three things. The listener, what is the listener? What a listener think to himself? He should think, I am of Krishna. Tadiya, Tat, Haryam Tatsal, I am of him. Then we can get Krishna bhakti. As for example, when you are going by boat to cross a river, and if you have got the anchor on the shore, anchor is there, and if you move the boat, if you ply the boat, when the boat will move, it will move like this, but it will not, it will go ahead, it will remain there. One marriage party in Bengal, there are many rivers, and they have to go to that place by boat. They boarded that boat, entered into the boat, and they have asked the boatman, you want to go to that place at the right time, at 2 a.m. we shall have the auspicious time for marriage. No, I will take you there 2 hours before, there is no difficulty. And they took all kinds of food that they have brought, and that the person who will go to marry in the house of the daughter, it is the system in India. And he has taken his own party there, and they have brought food, and they ate food, and the boat is moving, and like this, the boatman is, and there is also another person who is helping him to direct this boat towards the place. And now they slept, being tired, and in the morning they woke up, time has been passed, and they went to beat the boatman. You slept, you have not got, you get 2 hours before, marriage has been foiled, what is this? And they are quarreling, they saw they are in the same place, because they did not weigh the anchor. Anchor is there. Without lifting the anchor, if you move by the boatman's own way, they're pushing the boat towards the place, but navigating, but by that navigation they're going to get ultimate, because the anchor is not lifted. Like that, as long as we have got our false ego in this world, there will be no bhakti. You can perform bhakti throughout your life, you will be in the same place. First we have to lift your false ego from this world. Who will help with this? The realized soul, Shuddha Bhakta. When with that ego, real ego, I am of Krishna, I am of Vaishnava, I am of Gurudev, whatever you will do, that will be bhakti for his satisfaction. So two conditions are fulfilled. Two conditions. One condition is, you should be of him, and only for his satisfaction, not for any other ulterior motive. I am not of this world. If you become of this world, you become unholy. A unholy person cannot serve the holiest Supreme Lord. If you become of Krishna, he is the holiest, then I shall become holy. Then after that, whatever I do, it will be bhakti. Adhur is the paschat kriyeta. First we have to surrender to him. For that, Shuddha Bhakta, grace, service is necessary. And in this way, all the bhakti, Sravan bhakti is necessary. You have to know of your own self, and you have to worship Krishna. First you have to worship, you have to do Harinam, Then after that, you have to think about the form, not first lila, ultimately lila. Form, attributes, pastimes, attributes, and the personal associates, and ultimately, finest is lila. It has been taught by Jiva Goswami. Like that. There is a procedure. And you have to hear from a Shuddha Bhakti. For Sabad Bhakti, Shukadev Goswami is such a Shuddha Bhakti, is really to be found, and such a Shuddha, a pure listener is, we are not getting it yet. The actual fruit we are not getting. Our Guru Maharaj is to explain, they explain there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sravan Bhakti, Kirtan Bhakti, Smaran Bhakti, Padeshwan Bhakti. Padeshwan includes all other bhaktis. Service of the Tulasi, Vaishnava, Bhagavad, etc. But here I cannot say this. Because if you have to discuss this, which is written in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it will take much time. Navada Bhakti. And after that, we are hearing that Hiranyakashipu, what he said, the next will come. It will take time. It cannot be finished so easily.